Welcome to our joint leadership work group for February 25th. May I have roll call, please, Mark?
Linda Wallabingo?
Here.
Chip Sapanich?
Here.
Eric Sutter?
He's here.
He's here? All right. Wade Flores? Bill Ledford?
Present.
Ron Hernandez?
Here.
Michael Smithwick? Rachel Lozada? TJ Lee?
Here.
Charles Theron,
excuse.
Ken Pierce, Cicely Emerson, Andrew Lopez, excuse. David Gonzalez,
here.
Eileen Loughran,
yes.
Jack Bowman,
he's here somewhere.
He's here.
He's with Eric.
Paul Harkin,
here.
Aja Monet, Laura Thomas, Michael DiCipolla,
here.
We have quorum.
Welcome, everybody.
And then for the recording, we also have Chuck Adams, Elaine Flores, and Jose Luis. Guzman is present as well.
Thank you. Okay, let's take a look at today's agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? Go ahead.
Is there a place to talk about the PNP meeting that happened just a few weeks ago?
We have that on the agenda at 5:05.
Okay,
any objections to approving the agenda as written? Hearing none, so approved. Take a look at the minutes from January 28th. And let me know if there's any change. Any objection to approving the minutes as amended? Seeing none, minutes are approved. Okay, we have public comment now. No public? No one wants to say anything? Okay. Updates. TK here? Is Elaine's here on the screen? No. Eileen?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt you. Do you have an update for us? Of any sort?
Okay, sorry, I didn't look at the agenda. Update, we received notification from the CDC that our our current funding cycle is being extended, and so a new FOA, that's a funding opportunity announcement, will come out in 2017, and alongside that will come out a guidance that will be a combined guidance of HIV prevention and surveillance. Our thoughts are that we do a really good job in San Francisco of working closely with our surveillance department, but other jurisdictions do not across nationally, and our thought is that it's kind of like penalizing the jurisdictions that do not work together, kind of forcing them to by having a guidance, but it shouldn't have much impact on us in San Francisco because we work so closely with surveillance.
I have a question. Is that related to funding or just a guidance?
Well, the funding will be for all of our prevention programs. The guidance, I think, I'm not sure because the guidance is not out, and I haven't heard any insight of what's going to be in the guidance, but we'll just probably outline ways that we have to work together. We already give some money to surveillance anyway since we get so much data from them, and maybe there'll be a formula in there, but at this point, I don't have any update on that.
And that's next year. Okay. Anything else?
We're working on placing a disposal box at Eureka Valley Library, in process of trying to schedule community meetings, so it's always wonderful to have support voters at community meetings, especially some people that live in the neighborhood. Yes, I'm looking at you. So I'll keep you all posted once that date is scheduled. It really shouldn't be a problem going through because some of the community members have requested it, and the library is just really supportive about a lot of different harm reduction efforts. I've been really impressed with the work that we're doing with the library. Oh, and one other thing alongside that, I recently connected with the social worker that is housed inside the library, and we're going to kind of strategize a mechanism to have fit packs on hand. That's a syringe disposal container that holds up to 20 syringes for the social worker or the outreach team inside the library to be able to give those out to anyone that's there. So that's the process.
Yeah, that's great. And you'll email us, email Liz and have her distribute the time of the next community meeting.
Do you have an idea when it might be?
It can only be on a Wednesday. So, and how about this? It's going to be Wednesday in the morning or Wednesday in the night, in the evening?
I'll just keep the rest of my Wednesday.
I'm even back and forth, so sorry.
Okay. So I'm sure it'll work out.
Mark, is there a council staff update?
Yes, at Monday's meeting, the CARE Council approved the joint meeting to happen in March, on March 10th, from the joint portion being from 3:30 to 5:30, with the CARE portion happening from 5:30 to 6, and assumedly that's a word, from 3 to 3:30 for prevention. I think that's all we have.
Thank you. Okay, so you may have noticed that the agenda now has public comment after each item. That is a vote. And so the public comment will come after discussions, but before, and after a motion has been made and discussed, then we'll have public comment, and then we will vote. This was to bring us more in line with Sunshine and the Brown Ordinance, and to clear up any misunderstanding about what the requirements are. We've just kind of overcompensated a little bit. So, any questions about that? Okay, great. So, let's move on to joint council's meeting and take a look at the draft agenda. So this is a draft. We kind of came up with some things with our internal leadership group, and Yvette was kind enough to kind of organize them. So, can we go through this? Okay. Yvette, you want to check it?
Yeah, maybe what I should just say is there is a plan to have a March and a May joint full council's meeting. And what I just did was I just put in everything that I could think of, and whether or not we want to have that at the March meeting versus the May meeting, because this is pretty packed. I think that's part of the discussion, is what kind of discussion do we want to have at the March meeting, and when do we want to have them, which are the discussion items that we want in the May meeting. So, like Mark was saying, the first half hour, the 3 o'clock to 3:30, is a prevention and planning council meeting. And then the 3:30 to 5:30 is what I just left blank in terms of how much time we want to allocate to each section. And then that tail end is 5:30 to 6 is the care council meeting. So the third row after introductions is just a review of the motions that have been passed at that October meeting, just so that people remember. So there's that quick overview. And then what I have as the fourth row down are all of the recommendations that all of you have been putting together. So one is the merged council leadership structure, the size, the meeting time. And then what we're going to talk about today possibly process and the March council structure, and so I wanted to at least leave that as a placeholder in case we end up finishing that conversation today. There's also a naming activity. There have been names that have been suggested. I put them out on here, and then if we want to do some naming activity either at this March meeting or the May meeting, it's one of the agenda items. I'm switching over to the next section. And then there are overview of the bylaws that have been discussed and passed, and I think that requires at least a notice of 30 days. And so at least that will have a review of them if there are any questions and discussion, but then the vote would have to happen at a later meeting, whether it's the April meeting or another meeting. Similarly, an overview of any of the policies that that are developed by the Policies and Procedures Work Group, and then questions and discussion, and then a vote at a later date. I also added in the May meeting and the possible next steps, what we had talked about before. There would have to be joint discussion and vote for the remaining recommendations and bylaws. The Individual Care and Prevention Councils need to vote to approve the dissolution of the Individual Council bylaws, and then the joint, the merged council meetings scheduled for June, July, and August, and then a closing. So that's a lot for March. And so I think part of it is, one, I think the first question is there any questions about what we have so far of the items that we have listed?
I just might recommend under 5A, similar to 5B, that you clarify a little bit what we're talking about in the one government code you received. I mean, similar in B, describe what that is. In A, since it's going to be a combination of the two provisions here, it might be good with that.
Right. Actually, I think what we had decided in the last meeting was that some of the details of that government code chair were going to be put in the policies and procedures work group, and so that's why it's left vague here.
Okay. I think to speak to what
TJ has wanted. Sorry, I was just going to say, under the voting section, under the first agenda item, review of motions passed, how are we going to accomplish that one? Don't we all have to be reappointed by the mayor and the merged council? And do we have assurances from the mayor that it's actually going to do that in a timely manner so that we can start business right away?
Which agenda item are you
referring to? It's like the first box item, number 5, voting. It says that all new, to have all representation on the new council voting members, and I'm just curious, like, do we still have people who are waiting since last September to get mayoral approval? And so I would hate to put that out there and then have somebody call us on it if we don't have that anymore up and going.
So this is a question of timing.
Yeah.
Because this is a review of what was passed in the October meeting.
Sure.
But I hear what you're saying.
Because ultimately we're not voting members until the mayor gives us.
To follow up on what Ken mentioned, I think 5A can just be updated to say one government co-chair seat, and then maybe a parenthetical seat shared by CHEP and HHS staff. Because there are a variety of government representatives on the council, just to make it more specific.
So nice to see that you can say it and it'll get approved if I say it's not.
Understood.
Yeah.
Maybe
I
need to
relearn how to say things.
I'm sorry, you set me up. Chip? Just to follow up for TJ, the next agenda item is the application. I'm going to approve that. And what we're looking at is probably getting the applications completed next month into the mayor's office to give him 2 months to approve. We anticipate that he, maybe with a nudge from Barbara, will pay attention to this and get it done in a timely manner. I wouldn't lose sleep about this.
Right. Just yet. But if, because I'm just curious, like, is he going to take care of the existing people that we have in the line?
That's a good question.
And then take care of that process, because
we'll have to express that, I guess, in our communication with the mayor's office.
I think the point taken is that we can't put those people forward as members until the first. so that,
I understood that. I understood what you said. And we'll have to mention something in March or April when we put in the applications, that we have these pending applications, and how should they be treated?
Yeah, I think that we can. I think we can put forward names in three sections. We can put forward current prevention council members, current care council members, and pending care council members, and just ask, hey, can you just approve all of these?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So the bottleneck with him approving it is just a timing thing. It's not, there's no contention. Okay, I didn't think so. You're like, I can't speak to the mayor.
I don't know. I assume it's a timing thing.
Perhaps he's petty.
That's been the primary reason in the past, but there's been bottlenecks for other reasons in the past as well. So,
maybe there's one person that handles all the appointments to all 100 commissions, boards, and councils in the city, so she's pretty busy.
Yeah.
And sometimes things get prioritized differently than we might.
He also attaches bringing on new commission members to his calendar of swearing-in ceremonies.
So he just does like a sweep of...
Yep, exactly. He swears in all the commissioners at once. And Linda and Chip can recall, I mean, that's, what, 50 people?
Yeah. Well, when they swore me, it was more than 50.
Yeah.
So.
It's a, you know, it's a public event as well.
Okay, so back to the agenda. March 10th, or yeah, March 10th.
Any other questions about the existing list of agenda items? Any missing agenda items? And then the next question is maybe, I think, just help in prioritizing which ones need to go in the March meeting versus the May meeting.
I wonder if, because clearly, I mean, clearly to me at least, we're not going to be able to get to all of these things. No way, no how, within 2 hours. But I wonder, mainly because I just feel enthusiastic in the way that Jose Luis has described the naming activity, because that is a really empowering experience for shared, for all the council members, I wonder if that should perhaps be moved to the May meeting as an empowering, fun exercise before the entire review of all bylaws.
Mark's turning prevention.
I'm a born bureaucrat.
My only question for that would be, do we have to, in order for applications to go in, does there need to be a name of a council for those to go?
I don't know if that's absolutely necessary.
Okay.
I mean, it could be the merged council named TBD. I don't think it really matters so much, but it's just a suggestion as well. I don't have any heat to that suggestion. But I think clearly some things have to be pulled off, otherwise we're just not going to get to, I would say, multiple agenda items.
Is it possible to save the bylaws, all the bylaws, for the May meeting?
Yeah, that I think was the original purpose of the May meeting, was to go over the bylaws after having bylaws review and approval noted at the actually, at this meeting, we should have in the agenda note just that a bylaws will be adopted in the May meeting. Let's do that here so that we don't have to worry about, you know, the calendar of either of the other councils.
Okay. Jack,
do we want to put in any kind of update from the integrated plan?
Well, we're still kind of in the beginning stages of that, and we're still doing the exploration. The team is going to have a retreat late in April, I think.
April 29th.
But I don't know if there'll be time in May to do it. We probably might do a report in June and report back and put that on the joint council.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I don't care either way. But May might be a really crowded agenda. I hate to add one thing that isn't to do with the merge.
Yeah, directly. I think I'm just thinking in our. Usually in our prevention structure, we usually give like a small update of each of our group at our big meeting, but that's also, we only meet four times a year, so we got to cram a lot.
I could do that at the prevention half, during the prevention half hour, and then I could do it again at the care half hour at the beginning and end of the joint meeting in March.
Sure. I mean, we also don't have to.
If you'd like to hear about it,
right, TJ's Lewis.
I was just going to ask that the bylaws, can we get them more than 72 hours before the main date? Can we get them like at least a month ahead of time so that way if people do have questions or concerns, we can somehow address them prior to that?
Yes.
I saw a yes now.
I mean, that was supposed to be a nod.
And in your bureaucratic way, is that a yes?
It was absolutely a yes. You can get them in advance.
Not more than 72 hours, though, in advance.
Absolutely.
Can we put a date on that 2 weeks before?
Certainly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Are there any objections to moving, or does anyone have any comment on moving the bylaws all to May? Great. Okay, so no consensus there. Of the remaining items, what do you think? Do we have enough time? Now, remember, the first square here is just a review of what we've done in the past. So this would be three major activities for 2 hours. How do we feel about that? Should we go over each one and guess how much time is for the day? Discuss how much time?
I think there'll be a bulk of time certainly spent in that second box.
Okay.
With all of the recommendations. I think there's going to be a potential for a lot of discussion. But who knows? Maybe not.
Do you think an hour would be a safe guess?
I think it's a good guess.
Any comment? Discussion?
Yes. Oh, I was going to say I think Mark's suggestion of moving the voting activity to May, I think it's a good idea, especially since we're trying to free up some time. So I think that if we move that and also the bylaws, policies, and procedures all to the main meeting, and just those first two boxes would be the only thing we would do.
You're talking about the naming,
is that
what you said?
Yeah, the naming.
He said the voting.
Oh, I'm sorry, I meant the naming.
Okay. Yeah. To May?
To May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really feel like we should get the name out of the way when we get that done. It just seems weird. I feel like that could be a roadblock when they are, if we don't have a name for this joint council that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It seems like a very simple thing to spend some time on.
Yes, Eric.
I feel okay with postponing that naming as well. I think it's like it can be a whole. I think as far as like time goes, and I'd rather get some of the bigger things out of the way, and also just give us more time to come up with an awesome catchy name.
So we've got a couple of things going around. Can we get some sense?
Well, what we're talking about is what to move to May. So people are giving their opinion. We're having a discussion. Is there a hand up?
I'm sorry.
I think it's Eileen and Kevin.
For the naming, we've only discussed the naming in this group. I mean, maybe an option is to do some sort of Survey Monkey just to get a pulse from both the large group. Who knows? Maybe one or two would rise to the top, maybe not. But maybe something else would come up that we haven't even thought about, and that could be a stepping off point either to have the conversation then or to have the conversation at a later time. But it just seems like it would be a good way to include everyone, even if we're not going to have the dialogue in March.
I'd like to second, if you will, what Jackson said, that the overview of the bylaws and the overview of the policies and procedures be put in the second meeting rather than the first meeting.
Can I get an idea of how much policies and procedures changes will need to be voted on? Is there any idea?
Really can't say. We have two currently, but there will be at least two more meetings before the May meeting, so that could generate any number of policies and procedures. Well, not any number, but I would say a certain number.
For sure, Mark.
Some number between zero and infinity, right?
At least two.
So I think I would agree with Mark, or with what's been said, suggested. Our I can't speak today. Moving it to May, the policy procedures, because then we could potentially introduce one document versus pieces of documents, and this policy has to do with this other policy, and we're seeing them at potentially different times, so it could be confusing to folks.
And it would be an easy thing. I mean, it's a three-hour meeting, so we probably would get to it, but if we don't get to it, PNP could then be discussed at the first newly constituted. So I think it's eminently portable.
Bill.
As one of the co-chairs of policy, goodness, everybody can't talk today. Policy statement and procedures. I would say, yeah, let's move it off to the later date, because that way it gives us more of a structure. We've had one meeting, and if we have more than one meeting under our belt, it's going to be a lot better off.
Dave.
Yeah, as we discussed before, the reason a lot of these things are going to a policy procedure work group is that they're things that can continue on after we've merged. These aren't things that necessarily have to be done pre-merge, so I think that there's no reason to sort of rush them right now. And they have, in that policy procedure meeting that we went to already this month, a lot of those things are a little bit kind of like a Ouroboros, where they're sort of eating their tail, and you have to get one done to get another done to get another done. And I think once we sort of unlock the Rosetta Stone of policy procedures, they will go much faster. But I think it's the process of like getting the momentum going on that. I mean, Jose Luis probably knows better than I do. Probably
talking about attendance policy, but then membership, and then all these things have to do with each other. And there's a lot of reference this to that. So
you might have more substantive stuff if you give it another month.
So I'm going to move that we split the draft agenda and we include the agenda item, we include HIV prevention, planning council introductions, review of motions, and joint leadership work group recommendations in the March meeting, and that we move the naming activity, the agenda overview of bylaws, and the overview of policies and procedures to the May.
All three?
Yes.
So you want the naming in May as well as bylaws and policies?
Yes.
So in March, we will just have work group recommendations, our work group recommendations for the joint full council's consideration. That will be our main agenda.
That's what we'll report for the May meeting and next steps.
Right. Okay.
So,
yes.
I mean, this is one of those, we don't know how long it's exactly going to take, one way or the other. I wonder if we just don't leave the naming on both, you know.
First, I need a second. I'm sorry. I need a second for Jack's motion.
But that takes away from what he did.
Is there a second for Jack's motion?
Yeah, I think there is.
Eric can make both.
Okay. Great. Now we can have a discussion of which Ken's comment is along.
I want it back.
If Jack and Eric agree to Ken's suggestion, they could certainly agree to amend their motion if they agree.
I don't think I understood.
I just said, why not leave it on both? So if we have leftover time, the first being we start the naming process, and then we carry it over to the second if we don't. The possibility that we get it done in the first.
There is a chance that we have such a mind melt between the councils that it will go fast. If I recall, some of the votes in that first box went surprisingly fast. So I don't think that would hurt to leave it there just in case, but that's just my own process.
And if we don't put it on the agenda, we actually can't talk about it, right?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
And we can change the agenda, but we can change the agenda up, you know, until, as long as it's a draft, we can change it. So whether or not we need it in May, that we don't find out so much makes sense.
I see.
Do people feel like the first two items are not enough for one agenda?
Oh, I feel that.
Is that a concern?
On agenda, you mean one meeting?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like they could, based on previous experience, either go super quick or take the entire time. But why not at least set the expectation that we're hoping to get through those two sections and the naming, and that will hopefully speed up the process of how people communicate and how much they feel they need to share.
And then if we don't do it, we just do it the next time. Okay. So I will amend my motion to
Does the second agree?
The naming activity on both agendas. Can I do, is that,
you can amend your own motion.
I can amend my own motion.
Well, I can amend my own motion.
So it's not necessarily an amended motion at this point, it's the new motion that you and your second have put forward.
Oh, okay.
Is there discussion on the amended motion?
On the motion.
On the motion. As amended. On the new motion.
I would just want to say that it would be best if we did do, leave it on there, because if, you know, we did get through with all these, then yeah, we can still go with the naming, but then if we didn't, we can always parking lot it till the next meeting.
Any other comment? Okay, shall we move?
Sure.
Can we go to a vote?
Sure. Do roll call or you do all?
Well, we just do consensus.
Yeah, go ahead.
All those in favor of approving the agenda as amended for March and May, raise your hands. Seems unanimous. Any opposed? All right. Oh, yeah, let's have a little discussion about the Survey Monkey that Eileen brought up. Because that might help us move it through. And that's not part of the agenda, so we can have a discussion now. How do people feel about that? If we were to do, I mean, basically it would be like a straw poll, you know. And then also we might get new possibilities of names, and we can narrow it down to the top three.
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea.
So the purpose?
Yes, wait.
I just have a question. If you're going to use these names, is it HIV prevention or just prevention? Are you guys just going to focus on HIV prevention or all prevention?
Oh, where? I'm sorry. Would you give the letter?
It's number B. It's for letter B. Sorry. Yeah, I'll just ask.
One's care and prevention and one's prevention and care.
B says HIV prevention and care. So is that HIV prevention or prevention
yes.
in general?
It's HIV prevention and HIV care.
You're focusing on HIV.
I believe that's what was meant by that. Yeah.
I think it's like HIV prevention and HIV care.
Yeah. Ooh, that's where it gets confused. You're going to be studying HIV prevention, period, care, prevention, care, period. That's what it means like.
Do we mean what else would you see being part of the discussion that's not?
Because I'm saying HIV prevention, that only people with HIV. HIV prevention.
As opposed to preventing
HIV
other things?
Not all diseases and everything else. Those
well, as we certainly hear about comorbidities and hepatitis C infection and things like that, that will not stop.
So then it would be prevention and care.
Right.
Counseling.
Right.
Not just solely.
If that name is chosen.
Wait, I think Chip is right, but I think primarily our focus is on HIV and then the comorbidities that surround HIV. So We don't dabble in the prevention of, like, I don't know, diabetes, right? Unless it was somehow connected to HIV. So it's primarily HIV prevention, but then because we understand all of these other things that sort of fall under that also.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. So, any other commentary on doing a survey looking for the naming?
My one little question is, about doing the Survey Monkey, if we're doing that, is there a spot on there to like add a name, or how would that work?
There certainly can be.
Other.
Yeah, there's like
even another right
here. TJ? Yeah, no, I would really like Acer. And I think it's a good idea if we send out a Survey Monkey. I think it would also be good to just gather. When somebody enters a response, whether they're sitting in the current prevention council or the current care council, so then this way we can see if there's a divide somehow based on that, or maybe there isn't. Just think that would be some information out.
So I would, for the Survey Monkey, what I've seen done for other naming processes is taking the ones that this group has come up with, but also including those that word. The multiple words that we came up with,